The final part of the Prince of Wales carrier, which we affectionately call Lower Block 2, it's a 6,000-ton section which contains the ship's engine room, is being moved out of the factory onto the barge for its journey to Rosyth. So it's quite an evolution that we take. It can take about 10 hours to get it onto the barge. So this morning we've been moving it gradually with lift trucks as we move out of the building onto the barge. Gradually we're ballasting it as it goes, so we have to keep the barge level, so we're pumping the water as we go, and we've been moving the block gradually onto to the barge all morning. So it's quite a really big event for us, a very proud moment for us as well, and also a sad one as production comes to an end here in Portsmouth.
I was going to say, it must be quite poignant knowing that this is the last ship to be built in the yard.
Yes, it is, and I'm very, very proud of the way the teams have continued on through what has been a very difficult part of the year for everyone as we're looking for further jobs. And they've been fantastic, and the teams, we've delivered to quality and schedule. She was due to go out today, and she is, and I'm very proud of the way the teams have continued with that passion to get the job finished. But whilst that's a sad moment, we know that the ship that we're building, Prince of Wales, is going to be in service for 50 years, and she's going to be a part of the Portsmouth environment for the next 50 years in and around, and it'd be great that we had a hand in building, you know, the nation's flagship. So we're kind of leaving a legacy from that perspective, if you will.
And I guess BAE is still going to be involved in the maintenance side.
Yes, they are. And we've been fortunate, and over 150 of the jobs here in the shipbuilding have moved across to the services side. And they're beginning to do the planning now for when the carrier comes in. The first carrier will come in around 2017. So some 150 jobs have moved across, which has been great for us to attain those skills within Portsmouth and within the dockyard and BAE systems.
Lovely. Just going back to the section itself that's being moved today, then you kind of briefly alluded to it there about what a logistical task it is. Can you give me some facts and figures about sort of how big it is and you know, how much it weighs, that kind of thing?
Sure. Well, the Lower Block 2, or LBO2 as we affectionately call her, weighs in at 6,000 tonnes. She has 300 compartments inside. There are 89 already cabins already assembled inside. They don't have the duvets in, but they're ready for habitation, already put inside the block. We've got something like 11,000 pipes in there. There's 247,000 metres of cable and 2.5 kilometres of air conditioning vent. And then we've painted the whole ship and put 56 tonnes worth of paint on the overall thing. So that gives you some sense of the sheer scale it is. And it's taken us 28 months to build this section and get to the point today where we can actually load her out.
Wow, it's staggering when you put those numbers on it. And what happens now after this sort of very difficult procedure of getting it onto the barge? What's the next move?
Well, once the block's moved onto the barge, which we'll have done today, we then need to secure her down. So to do that, we're going to weld the block to the barge. That takes about 8 days. And then on the 26th of August, she'll start to move her way across the dockyard for her journey on the way to Rosyth.